You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Genesis chapter 22, verse 15 to 18. Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing, and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. In your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice." Did you know that your obedience has implications? Through your obedience, a lot of people can become blessed, can become saved, because you decided to obey God. Just in the same way, your disobedience can influence some people into sin. You know, some years ago, we were still in secondary school. We gave our life to Christ. Then we went for a holiday. because we're not having fellowship and the kind of environment we had in school, many of us had gone back. So when we resumed, I didn't know we had all gone back. We were still all pretending as if we were in Christ. Then I personally, I decided to be myself and show that I'm not interested in this Christian stuff. And what I noticed was that as soon as I began to do that, everybody began to follow me. But God is so good. Years later, we all returned back to the Lord, and I felt a sense of responsibility to bring every one of them back to God. And to the best of my knowledge, they have all returned back to Jesus Christ. Now, but my point is this: that was my disobedience, helping other people to be disobedient. But did you know, in the same way, our obedience lead other people into obedience? You may think that obeying the Lord is a small matter, but I'm telling you, there are people that it is on account of your own obedience that they will come to know the Lord. When you see a ministry, do you know sometimes it is just the faithfulness of one man, the obedience of one man, that has made several people to have come to learn Jesus and be part of that church system? Because one man decided he was going to obey God. Your obedience is very crucial. Not just for you, but for many that you may not even be aware that God is bringing into obedience in Christ Jesus. Sometimes I look back and I look at some of the things that God had done, you know, through our hands. And I'm wondering if we had not been obedient. A good example was when the Lord said we should begin to print our books and make it free. How do we go about that? But we decide to obey God. Now, some people, God spoke to their heart and said, "You must give for this purpose." They also decided to obey God, not because it was convenient. There was no millionaire amongst us. We were just young people. We want to serve the Lord. And a publisher also decided to obey God and work with us. In the end, the books are being produced even till today. And people are coming to the knowledge of God. But look at it. It is the product of the obedience of several people in different places. In fact, many may not even know that their obedience had brought so much people to the Lord. It is when we get to heaven we will see it. My dear brothers and sisters, it is very important that you live in obedience. That your obedience alone has the capacity to bring a lot of people into the knowledge of God. Look at what happened to Abraham in this story. In that verse 18, he said, "In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice." Can you imagine? Did you know that part of the reason we are enjoying Jesus today is because of the obedience of Abraham? May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. God bless you.